Lesson 12. Emperor. Vast. Chariot. Aristocrat. Dialect. Character. Duty. Philosophy. Bureaucracy. Commerce. Lesson 12. You just read how a great civilization grew up in India along a river. In this selection, you'll learn how the same thing happened in India's neighbor, China. Ancient China. A river civilization. The Huanghe River flows across northern China. As in other regions, a civilization grew up along the river. Over time, separate Chinese civilizations united under an emperor or male ruler of an empire. China's emperors are divided into dynasties. China is a vast or very large country. The emperors needed strong armies to control the empire. Chinese armies fought with bronze weapons. They also used chariots. A chariot is a two-wheeled wagon pulled by horses. Living in ancient China. There were three main classes in ancient Chinese society. Aristocrats were at the top. An aristocrat is a rich person who owns a great deal of land. Next came farmers. Most people in ancient China were farmers. They paid to farm the aristocrat's land. The third class was the merchants. They lived in towns and cities. People across China spoke many Chinese dialects. A dialect is a different form of the same language. To help people communicate, Chinese writing used pictures. Each picture or character stood for an object, like a mountain or tree. Characters could be combined to stand for more complicated ideas. Confucius. The first great Chinese thinker was Confucius. Confucius respected the ideas of the past. He believed that everyone had a duty or something one should do to other people. A person had a duty to family members. An emperor had duties to his people. His people had duties to him. Confucius's philosophy or ideas about the meaning of life helped create an orderly society. Powerful dynasties. Much of China was united under the Qin Dynasty. After only 10 years, the Han Dynasty replaced the Qin Dynasty. Han rulers created a bureaucracy. A bureaucracy is a system of departments that carry out the work of a government. The Han also encouraged commerce. Commerce is the buying and selling of goods in large amounts over long distances. An important trade route from China to the Mediterranean helped commerce. It was called the Silk Road.